Welcome back to the DBM podcast. Today, we're diving into a topic that's been heating up for years, the future of money, specifically the ongoing debate around Bitcoin and whether it has a place in helping the world fix its money. We've got a fascinating article here that sums it all up, and honestly, it's a perfect microcosm of where this conversation is in 2025.
Absolutely. And the central figure in this piece is David McWilliams, a name many will know from his work in traditional economics. The article argues his views on Bitcoin are, well, a bit outdated. It highlights his long-held skepticism, noting he's been a basher of the technology since at least 2018.
Right. McWilliams' core argument is rooted in the old school definition of money. It needs to be a store of value, a medium of exchange, and a unit of account. He sees Bitcoin as too volatile and not widely accepted enough to be a true currency. He also argues that real money is public, issued by the state, and serves a public good.
And this is where the counterargument kicks in hard. The article points out that while McWilliams is focused on currency, he's missing the bigger picture. Proponents argue that Bitcoin's fixed supply, which he sees as a flaw, is actually its greatest strength. It protects against the inflation and devaluation that plagues so many fiat currencies.
Exactly. The article even uses the phrase collective hallucination to describe currency, suggesting that money doesn't have to be issued by a government. And while McWilliams points to volatility, the counterpoint is that this is simply a sign of a maturing asset, and that Bitcoin is already a more stable store of value than some national currencies and even commodities out there.
And the article really drives home the idea that the world is moving on. It mentions that while McWilliams might see Wall Street's adoption of Bitcoin as a contradiction of its anti-establishment roots, others see it as a sign of critical mass. It's a technology that even the big boys can no longer ignore, especially with the rise of AI. As the article states, AI will not be transacting on banking rails. It is running on-chain.
That's a powerful point. The piece concludes by suggesting that in 2025, McWilliams' voice is dwindling, and that time will tell which side of history he and his ilk land on. It even brings up some very specific modern examples, like how countries like Norway, El Salvador, and Bhutan are using Bitcoin and renewables to create wealth redistribution for their societies.
The Bhutan example is particularly compelling. The article claims they now own Bitcoin worth over 40% of their GDP, primarily through hydropowered mining, making their sovereign wealth fund one of the most successful ones in the world. It's a direct challenge to the traditional economic models McWilliams promotes. The author's personal experience, 14 years in the space, shines through as well, suggesting that those who truly study the technology for over 1,000 hours get it. Have you ever met an ex-Bitcoiner? Clearly, the momentum is finally with the digital asset movement, spearheaded by Bitcoin itself.
A fascinating debate indeed. It's not just about Bitcoin anymore. It's about the very nature of money, power, and the future of our financial systems in a decentralized world.
It sure is. And as the article wisely concludes, everyone gets digital asset technology, such as BTC, at the price they deserve. On that note, thanks for listening, and we will see you next time.